Whoa. Settle down, people. Settle down. By the way, I forgot to tell you that we want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the radio obituaries. He's coming back with a vengeance tonight, happy to say. And you, don't forget to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And I realize I now have to start cutting the obits. So, just be ready for the tears. The penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Mose Allison, the renowned and revered jazz and blues pianist and singer whose influence reached beyond his idioms and into rock and blues. Over the past four decades, his songs have been recorded by the likes of The Clash, The Bangles, Leon Russell, Elvis Costello, Van Morrison, Robert Palmer, Bonnie Raitt, so many more. He spent a couple of years in the Army, returned to college, and then came back to New York City to launch his music career, where he performed with jazz luminaries like Jerry Mulligan and Stan Getz. Al Cohn. So many. Again, so many. Mose Allison just passed away at 89. There's been so much said. I don't need to say it all again. I think we should just get right in there with one of those songs that we always like to feature whenever it pops up for a radio obituary. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Mose Allison right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I miss the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't make it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. I could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Different without you. I don't get around much anymore.
I can't get with it. I'm just not right. All my enemies must be out tonight. I'm just a calculated risk. They always told me there'd be days like this. When to make a phone call, didn't have a dime.
finally found the right place at the wrong time. There goes the bus that I miss. They always told me there'd be days like this.
I got saved. Do without. I'm not talking, but that's what I got to say. If I said things were splendid, someone might be offended. If I said things were awful, it might just be unlawful. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you. Talking, but that's what I got to say. If I said things from midnight, ain't gonna save a daylight. I've reached this firm conclusion to all my mass confusion. Don't call me, baby, I'll call you. But that's what I got to say. I used to think I knew it. Man, I sure I grew it. The things that seem to matter don't mix with idle chatter. That's one thing I could do without.
My circuits open and my systems baby, stop the show. Your molecular structure, baby, ooh.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. You know, in the old days, young man was a strong man, all the people they stepped back when a young man walked by. Well, you know nowadays
till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but just do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Look here. Well, I'm Spain. Looks like I've gone and done it. I'm crazy. I think I stepped right on it. You know, I'm tempted fate and it's getting late. And I'm real. You know, my mind is spinning. I'm trill. The other side is winning. Before you count me out, let me try to tell you what it is all about. You know, I always thought that I was in control. I always thought that I could play my role. Since I came to this town, my mind is upside down. And I'm smashed. Looks like a busted fender. I'm crashed. Where can I surrender? Take me out, coach, I'm through. But I'll get myself together in a day or two. I'm crazy. You have to try me later. Just between me and you, I think I'll feel so much better in a day or two.
See, now I love how you all notice the overlapping radio obituaries. And that's a double tonight, because I would say the Billy Miller overlap, you know, with the Buck Ormsby obit, I would count that too. But, you know, that's just the kind of gal that I am. Hey, we got a lot to get through before we're done here, so let's get cracking on the ultimate radio obituary for Leon Russell, the musician, singer, songwriter, and producer. His early work as a session player alone was enough to rightfully find him a home in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He played with everybody under the stars. Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, B.B. King, Barbara Streisand, the Beach Boys. He was part of the famed Wrecking Crew. Gosh, he did so much. Again, another one of those people you heard a lot of obits for this week, so I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to get right into this stuff. Leon Russell just passed away at 74, and I decided I probably went a little crazy on this one. I hope you're okay with it. But we're going to start off with one that your titular head of research, who wants to poll you? The Radio Obituary Retrospective poll. Go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and hunt that one up and take it. But he wanted to make sure this one made it in. So let's just start with a little something from Aqua Velvet in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Leon Russell right here tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm. superstitious, cowardly lot. My disguise must be able to strike terror into their hearts. I must be a creature of the night. I know I'll be Batman.
Save the town.
Settles down until the next time the dreaded bat signal in the sky is needed to summon the invincible.
Let's go.
chicken. How's your lady?
Oh, she's fine. You know, a little hemorrhoidal problem now and then, but you know how it is.
What's happening?
Well, nothing much, except had a weird experience the other night.
Is that right?
Yeah, you see, I was walking along, you know, minding my own.
Yeah.
I looked out to my right and I saw this strange light.
A light?
That's right. So anyway, what happened was it got me thinking about this poem I read once.
A poem, huh?
Yeah, a poem. It was like, late last night in search of light, I watched a ball of fire. You don't mind if I do this for you, do you, man?
Yeah, no, man, I was only putting you on. It's your record, you know what I mean? Carry on, do whatever you want.
Well, all right. Late last night, in search of light, I watched a ball of fire streak across the midnight sky. I watched it glow, then grow, then shrink, then sink into the silhouette of morning. As I watched it die, you know what I said to myself? I said, hey, I got a lot in common with that light.
Well, that's right.
You see, I'm alive with fire. Streaks across my span of time and is seen by those who lift their eyes in search of light to help them through the long dark night. Hey, you know, that's all right. Well, thanks, man. It's just a poem I learned a long time ago.
Still all right. But tell me something. What happened?
Well, you see, that wasn't the funny thing that happened to me. You see, the funny thing that happened to me was that, well, it got me thinking about this man I met a few years back in this bar, sort of, and he, well, he told me this sort of a strange, you know, flying saucer story.
Flying saucers, huh?
Yeah, you see, one night, he was walking along, minding his own, looked off to his right, and he saw this strange light, too.
A light, right?
Right. So anyway, he started off to investigate this light off to his right, right?
Right.
Got about halfway across his field and realized what he was doing, you know? I mean, after all, there he was in the middle of a field, in the middle of the night, investigating this weird light off to his right, right?
Right. So what happened?
Well, to make a long story short, you know, shorter, he split.
I mean, he split.
Yeah, you know, just,
Jesus Christ. All right, so what happened with you?
Well, I got thinking about this guy in the story, you know, and the poem and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so I split too, you understand?
You split?
Yeah, split.
Split.
Split, S-P-L-I-T.
Shit. Well, I got to split now myself, see. Listen, I hope your wife's little whatchamacallit get better real fast and all that.
Hey, wait a minute
for what, man? What do you think you're doing? You turning to crusades or something? That's the dumbest story I ever heard in my life.
What you mean? Listen, I'm telling you the truth.
That's nice, you know, but did you ever hear the one about the guy with the wooden eye?
Hey, now don't do that to me, man. I mean, well, let me put it this way.
Listen, shit, you know something? You crazy. You know that?
Well, hey, don't you call me crazy, man. Let me ask you something. What would you have done, man?
Well, to begin with, I wouldn't have told this story. You understand?
Well, that's easy for you to say, but it happened to me. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man, don't be some asshole. You trying to put my...
Hey, you call me an asshole?
No, I'm just saying you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's clean up this language. Let's clean it up. Come on. Idiot, clean up this language and get out of this place. Hey, man, call me an asshole.
All right, that's enough of those words. Now, either you talk clean or you get out of here. I'm still saying, it's not me. It's just that you are an asshole, you understand?
Hey, you know something? You know what's gonna happen?
Now, listen, don't you raise that glass, understand?
Hey, you know what I could do to you if I want to get
Hey, you're gonna make me angry in my ear. I'm just trying to talk to you. You asked me, you said, how you doing? I said, okay. You asked me how my lady was, I told you. You said, what's new? I'm telling you a story about what happened to me the other night. I was really walking along, I really looked off to my right. I really did see a light off in the middle of the night off to my right. I really did tell you everything, and that's right, you understand? All right.
I gotta go now.
God damn, man. What are you doing to me, man? You're making me look like a fool.
Well, that's easy. All you have to do is look in your own mirror.
Hey, man.
All right, watch your language.
Hey, man, didn't you hear me singing a while ago?
Hey, let me ask you guys something. Are you a group or anything?
Group?
Well, I heard you singing before. I thought maybe it's a group, you know?
Hey, why don't you just get... Hey, you serve the drinks, you know? You wipe them glasses. Leave us alone. Hey, you know what? Let's go to some other bar.
Well, all right.
And that just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Leon Russell, and just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. If our associate producer and valet, Fred Boquin Chandler, no, if our associate producer and valet, when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boke, were listening tonight, he would know exactly what the final tune of tonight's episode is. But I don't believe he is. That's a shame. But we're going to do one final song to go out on and then hand it over to the Melanated Hour. And we'll be back here next week. Well, someone will be back here next week filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'll be back after that on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.